got Paul Green from the North Queensland Cowboys coming up in a few moments' time, so we really look forward to that. And he'll be checking with the medical staff there at the Cowboys to find out just how many of these players will be backing up for the Cowboys. I'm sure he's pressed for time on this Friday morning, so we'll get straight to him, the Cowboys coach in Paul Green. G'day, Greeny. How are you?
How are you?
Good, mate. Really well. Can you give us a medical report first up, mate, regarding your Origin players?
Yeah, look, most of them got through all right. Obviously, Jono with his shoulder, he won't play this week, so we're just going through that process with him. But, yeah, he won't play.
I saw on the website, the Cowboys website, Paul, scans not yet available. Have you got a further update, or is that going to come through today some stage?
Yeah, that should come through today sometime this morning. So, yeah.
Green, I don't want to harp on it, but was it an old injury or a new one? Do you think he's re-injured the old concern, or do you believe it was a fresh one?
Oh, look, again, it's the same shoulder that he hurt in the test match.
Yep.
So, that's part of what we're waiting to clear up exactly what he's done, you know, whether or not it's new or whether it's just a bit of a re-aggravation of what he did in that test match.
Your thoughts on Origin 2?
It was a bit of a classic Origin, wasn't it? I thought, New South Wales got away to a good start, but in true Queensland spirit, they hung in there and got the win in the last 5 minutes. So, I thought New South Wales are probably guilty of putting the cue in the rack a little bit too early. And as I said, in typical Queensland style, they never gave up and gave themselves a chance at the end there.
Said like a typical Queenslander and Paul Green, as we would expect from you, Greeny, of course. Mate, as an NRL coach, do you watch with mixed emotions an Origin game, just fingers crossed, toes crossed, praying your players get through?
I've said before, I don't really enjoy them as much as I used to. Look, they're great contests and I love watching them. Don't get me wrong, but you've got a bit of a vested interest now. You want your players to play well and enjoy the experience, but you also want to make sure they get through safely as well. So, that's part and parcel. That's the risks that come with it. The upside is, the players come back with a lot more confidence and, hopefully they go to the next level.
What were your takeouts the last game for the Cowboys? One of the games of the season, just absolutely outstanding contest against the Melbourne Storm, and minus those players from Origin, of course. So the effort, outstanding, and maybe just a little bit of polish at the end, and you would have got the 2 points.
Yeah, I thought it was one that got away for us. I think it was a really good game considering the quality of players that weren't playing on both teams. But it was, it showed what the NRL's capable in terms of developing players. We saw a number of guys on both teams that really stood up in that game. And I think it was a really good game. It was a horrible 8-minute or 10-minute period there for us in the second half where we were really, really, really poor. And that's obviously where we lost the game. But at the end there, we had a chance to win it. We got a penalty in extra time. And to be fair, we probably should have won the game from that position. But Melbourne, held us out. They muscled up in defence and then they got their opportunity and were good enough to take it. So it was a great contest. I think really good crowd too. I thought with all the players being out, I didn't expect such a good crowd, so that's a positive sign for league down in Melbourne. And it was a great night. Not a great result for us.
No,
no. A good night for footy.
It was actually. It was an enthralling contest. There's no doubt about that. Greeny, do you consider this a make or break game, a double bunger game, so to speak? Penrith are on the charge, 4 straight wins. Competition's in the top 8. It's nice and stern. Is it? How vital is this game?
Worth 2 points, same as any other game, but
it's nearly 4, you know.
How do you work that?
Well, with the Panthers, yeah. you'll go more clear of them.
Yeah, but look, you can get wrapped up in thinking like that. So I love it when people say, going into a bye, it's a 4-point game for us. Like you're still going to get the 2 points for the bye. So I think what's important is. For us, we need to just get some consistency, which is hard to do during this period for us because it is disrupted with Origin, players coming in and out, and not only coming in and out, but also being fatigued from what they've been through. So we just need to bank as many wins as we can through this period, and then once we get everyone back together, you know, try and string a few wins together and get some confidence coming into the finals. You know, we're thereabouts. I actually thought our win in Darwin was probably more important for us at that time. There's a real sort of bottleneck around that 18-point mark. So, you know, we just need to keep winning. That's the important thing for us.
Mm. Hey, Paul, last one from me. Tamari Martin has gone up to the Cowboys, maybe against his old club with Jonathan Thurston out. Is he a chance at the 17?
He's been named in the extended bench, so we'll have a look at it today. It's a big ask for a kid. He's only sort of been here not even a week yet, so it'd be a big ask to throw him in, particularly against his old club too. So there'd be a bit more pressure on him there. So I think we'll probably go with Kyle Labor at this stage. I thought he did a really good job on Naboo last week. And probably deserves to stay there. So that's probably the way we'll go at this stage.
Paul, we know you're pressed for time. We do thank you so much for having a chat and good luck.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Paul Green there, Cowboys coach. Always good with his time on the Big Sports Breakfast. Didn't